What's up, Henny Tinks fam? This is your boy, King Swag. It's extremely early in the morning. I mean, to be honest, I've been up since like 3:30. Don't ask me why. I just woke up at like 3:30. I was trying to do the whole Joe Budden thing. I don't know if you guys heard, like, Joe Budden, like, wakes up. I always reference back to Joe Budden, but, you know, actually, before I even get into this story, the topic, sorry to everybody if you guys haven't heard any recordings from Henny Tinks for the past couple of days or what have you. We ran into some technical difficulties. I'll dive more into that after I touch on the whole Joe Budden thing. But I don't know if you guys noticed, Joe Budden, you know, I check up on the guy because, I mean, he has a good work ethic. And that being that he wakes up extremely early in the morning and takes care of business. So, I don't know. I've been having that in my mind. And I don't know. Like I said, today I just woke up at like 3:30 for whatever reason. But to be honest, I kind of get it because I did get a lot of stuff done in a short period of time. So, you know, from my social media, if y'all want to check your boy out, you know, it's on Twitter, that is, it's at @IamKing_Swag, you know, it's at Twitter. If y'all want to check your boy out, I believe Henny Tinks is also up on Twitter. It's like, I think it's for Henny Tinks, it's like easy. It's at Henny Tinks. On Twitter, it's a lot simpler. No, I am. That's what happens when you see a name gone, like the thing taken or whatever. But anyway, now back on previous topic, prior to the whole Joe Budden thing. But yeah, once again, I wanted to apologize to everybody for not recording and not uploading more recordings, as I think people have gotten used to what Henny Tinks doing. And simply put, to be honest, me and my homie, you guys know Debo, you know what I mean, fellow Henny Tinks member, crew, squad, you know what I'm saying, we recorded a really dope episode. I mean, it was really nice. Touched on a lot of different areas. I mean, you could say injustice, racial injustice to a degree. You know, it was a little touchy, you know, politically charged to a degree. And I will say that it was really nice. It was like, say, 40 to 50 minutes long. Well, no, I think it was like 30, 40, 50. Anyway, whatever. This was like earlier this week. But anyway, for whatever reason, you know, we did that episode. Boom. At the end of the said episode, we touched on the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine, Chief Keef beef. We touched on, I believe it was a gentleman. I'm not sure if you guys heard. There was a gentleman. The story was he was home, living his life, I'm gonna put it like that, living his life, doing his thing, and I'm not sure who called the police on him or what have you. I'm not sure if you guys heard the story here, but he opens up his garage door or what have you, sees that there's cops there. I guess he was just kind of like, fuck it. He didn't feel like talking to the cops, but they just, you know, like, I don't even know how many cops there were, 6, 7, something like that. I don't have the story in its entirety. Debo was touching on that more in depth. I had read up on the story and I knew what had occurred, but not in great detail as Debo did. But anyway, he's like, I guess fuck it. He didn't want to talk to the officers, you know what I mean? He's in his home, he's entitled to do as he pleases, you know. Not sure why the neighbors or neighbor, whoever it may have been, called the cops on him. Don't know the whole details behind that. But he decides to close back his garage door or what have you. And which is, oddly enough, it was really strange. You know, they shot him through the garage door. They opened fire and shot him through the garage door and killed him. Now, the family apparently sued, and, you know, for this. And they ended up being awarded 4 cents. I paused right there for it just sinking. 4 cents. I'm going to say it again. African-American gentleman gets shot dead. Family sues. They get 4 cents. And I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny. It just shows, like, you know, it's injustice. It's not. There's no justice in that. I mean, come on. That I'm not saying everyone should sue everyone every time something happens, but I mean, come on. If your family member got shot dead, you know, God forbid, I'm gonna put it like that, or if you don't believe in God, universe forbid, positive energy forbid, whatever. You know what I mean? It's all good. But to be awarded 4 cents is a that's not just a slap, that's a kamehameha to the face. Jesus, come on now. That's gosh. I mean, come on. Their court fees and everything else, all the back and forth, that probably cost more than what they were awarded. I'm sure it did. I'm pretty sure it did. But anyway, yeah, that was the gist of that. We also touched on in that podcast. Let's see. I'm only bringing up said podcast because the podcast you guys will probably never be able to hear. It was really dope, I promise you. And I was kind of like a little bit upset with Anchor. I didn't really want to repost anything on here. I've been looking at other options, which you will be hearing us on SoundCloud and other things, you know, really soon in the near future. Not to knock Anchor. It's been fun while it's lasted. We'll continue to use Anchor, you know, here and there. But don't worry. We'll do an episode giving all the links and what have you. From Twitter to YouTube to almost anything, to be honest with you, where we can be located. And we're going to still be touching on all the topics. It doesn't matter what it is. If we feel like, you know, we could be having a drink, some, you know, friends, family over, we may just, you know, talk about it, and boom, podcast right there. I mean, podcasts are essentially just discussions you're having, could be with yourself. You talk to yourself. Don't lie. You know you do. Everybody does it. You ain't got a front. But yeah. So they're just discussions that you have, group setting or solo dolo. And you record that, you upload it. You're just giving your thoughts, your opinions. I mean, I encourage everyone to do it. Just find the platform that best suits you. Now, to dig back into the previous topic, because technically this recording is about, I guess it should be called, the lost episode, because that episode was really dope. You guys notice I've mentioned that at least 3-4 times already, how dope that episode was. And I really would have liked all of you to have been able to hear it, but before, I guess, Anchor released it, or you know how, for those of you that are listening, fellow podcasters, you know, what have you, on Anchor, before it's released, it's I guess they process it, they do whatever they do with it, and then they release it to you. They notify you, know, you click that little notify me when it's done, and then boom, they send that episode to you. And I've done recordings, you know, anything's on a whole, we've all done recordings that were over an hour time frame, so you know what I mean. This one was under, say, 40 minutes 50 minutes, I think it was 40, but anyway, yeah. And those audios, you know, recordings have been released, but this one, for whatever reason, I don't know, you know, why it wasn't released. But I know Debo was saying, actually it wasn't Debo, but I touched on it actually, your boy Swag, King Swag, and I know, I thought it was weird, because I know I'm not gonna lie, no, you know, I ain't trying to bring up Trump, but if this one doesn't get released, then, you know what I'm saying, then maybe something's for real. But you know, I'm not saying anything negative, but I will say my homie Debo he jumped off the deep end. You know, I guess he wanted to swim a little bit in the deep end, and he was going in on your boy Trump. You know what I'm saying? I personally, like I said, Trump is who he is. I'm not wasting my time talking on said individually. We already know who we have in office. I mean, you like him, you like him or you don't. That's all it is, you know. I respect him for his business ethic. That side, I can't knock the real hustler inside of me, that you know what I'm saying, I can't knock him for that side. Now presidentially, I'm not gonna touch on that. I mean, there's some things he's doing that helping businesses and other rich people, but I mean, you know, he's trying, that's all I'll say. But anyway, my homie Debo went ahead and went in on him. He dug in that, and on that topic, and yeah, all I know is, and that was towards like the ending kind of the recording, And boy, like I said, he did go off on him. All I know is next thing I know, we've gotten every other episode we've released to you guys on, say, 10 episodes. I believe 10, 11 episodes, something like that. And there's been plenty other, you know, other recordings that we've done. So in all honesty, we've done at least 20 to, I say like at least 20 recordings, maybe even more than that. But we've only released 10 because we kind of wanted to do, break it up into showing you guys the growth and progression of a podcast. So you guys see, you guys hear the background noise, the feedback, the non-editing, like just the growing pains. That's what I was going to call it, like growing pains, henny tings. You know what I mean? Don't steal the idea. Don't do it. Don't do it. And if you want to, I really don't care. You can. But anyway, but it's just to show the growth and progression of a podcast or anything in which that you're doing. I mean, you have to start from the ground up, foundation up. We got our squad. We went ahead and, you know, boom, bouncing ideas off another. And it's growing. This is all growing. And when, you know, it's funny. We're not even promoting it like we should be. This is just really, you need to get a backlog for those of you that are still new to podcasting. You need to get a backlog. You or need to have a backlog of episodes. You need to record a backlog of episodes. So when people do go to check out, you want Anchor, SoundCloud, whatever it may be, you know, they don't just see one episode. They're going to think you're a joke. So, I mean, everyone starts off somewhere. But before you just like release everything to the public, make sure you've at least recorded, you know, a handful of episodes. I learned that from some serious podcasters. So you definitely want to make sure you have a backlog. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to reference right back to Joe Budden. I think when they record, I think sometimes they may record an episode or two back to back. You know, there's topics all popping up all the time and they just break it up into segments. But, you know, they may talk for 30 minutes here, an hour or more there and what have you. And for, you know, they from that one thing, they have an episode or two. You know what I mean? So you got to just make sure you have like a backlog of episodes. When people come check out your stuff and what you're doing, your squad, they're like, oh, I see all of the, okay, this is nice. This is, you know, they have a whole bunch of stuff they can check out and see what's going on with you and your crew. But yeah, I wanted to touch on something else that, you know, occurred. I'm just going to, you know, just wanted to give you guys that backstory. Sorry, once again, if you guys haven't heard us, this is your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings, you know what I mean? And, you know, that unreleased episode, it was really dope. Once again, that's like the fourth, maybe fifth time mentioning that. And, you know, we're going to be putting out a lot more content. Like I said, we've recorded a lot more than we've released. So just stay tuned for that. And the only thing I wanted to mention, see, I went ahead and spoke on that for, what is it, like 10 minutes or so in regards to that. And, yeah, so maybe a little bit more. But I wanted to touch on Anthony Bourdain. You guys know Anthony Bourdain? I played that back twice because I like Anthony Bourdain. I liked him. R.I.P. Rest in peace, man. Like that dude, you mean, started off as a struggling guy in a restaurant, you know what I'm saying, chef. And I understand, because at one point I was a cook, I was a chef. So I mean, like, I get it, you know. I get that hustling grind that you really have to put in, slaving over a hot stove, hot ass kitchen. You're around shit that's like 300 and something degrees at times. You're melting half the time in there to produce delicious food and products for people, you know, that come into said dinery. You know what I mean? And there's a certain satisfaction and gratification, you know, that you get from seeing someone, you know, eat something that you just prepared for them or their family, and the smiles on their faces and like, oh my God, this is so delicious. Like, I can say that was me kind of reminiscing on, you know, my days in said industry as well. And yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's a nice feeling, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, I don't know too much on why, you know, what happened with Mr. Bourdain. I just know he was a great individual from what I saw, on the show, No Reservations, and I believe I even retweeted on my on Twitter something that Obama put. Obama had wrote a post. Actually, give me 1 second. Maybe I can actually pull that post up. Actually, is it really that important? Actually, you know what? Let me see, because I think I do have the post somewhere, but it's not. I'll just do it verbatim. He was talking about Anthony Bourdain and the time that they did. I don't know if you guys remember, they did that episode together where it was like some they were eating like ramen. It was something cheap and had like a bear, but he just said he remembers how this calm, chill dude. You know what I mean? It was something so simple and basic, but the show and what Mr. Bourdain was doing just helped people see, you know, first to all explore parts unknown and for it to be that less scary. Because, I mean, you never know what you're going to get from other cultures and what have you. It's you know what I mean? You don't know. Like, everyone has that fear of, like, I'm not going to eat that. I don't want to eat no goat. Hell no. Don't give me that. Don't serve me no goat. That's disgusting. And then someone serves you some goat without you knowing, thinking it's steak or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Then you're like, oh, this is delicious. What is this? And then that's when they turn around. Because, you know, that's happened to me. People do that. And like, yo, that was goat. And you're like, oh, my God. What the fuck? What did you serve me? It's goat. That was goat. Wait, what? That was goat, nigga. Oh, my God. That was delicious. Then you're like, I want goat all the time. Then you double back and you realize, I don't know, because I'm still scared. Then they probably do it to you again. You have some goat. Then you're like, all right, yo, let me get that goat. For you know, you go to restaurants, you're going to be like, yo, let me get the curry chicken. Let me get some oxtail. Let me get the this and that. For you know, you eat a whole bunch of stuff that you never thought you would eat. You know what I mean? But that's what the show is kind of about. You know, he ate a lot of, you know, unique stuff. But his love for the food, I just remember when he'd, you know, eat it on the show, he'd be eating something, and like some of the stuff I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're eating over there. But the way he would explain it, his wordplay, it just made you really go, damn, I don't like shit like that, but I kind of would try it. Like, I'd sit down and I'd eat it with him. Like, I'd probably, you know, try it out. If he was like, Mr. Bourdain was like, yo, try that, probably take a little taste. And seem like his, you know, he seemed to be in tune with what people like, because I promise you that man get people to try things that they never would have thought they would have liked, and they're just like, yo, this is delicious, you're right, this does taste good. And when something doesn't taste that good, he's honest as well too about that. It's like, oh, you know, may not be my cup of tea. Like, there's been times on the show, you know, and like I said, I'm a big fan, so I've seen him actually just like, oh, yeah, I'll have more of that and less of that. Like, he's just keep it real on the show, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people need to keep it real, you know, just keep doing you, keep hustling, keep grinding, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know, shout outs to Mr. Bourdain, you know, praise and respect go out to the family and loved ones and what have you. Good guy. Didn't get to personally know him and meet him like that, but I mean, good dude. From what I saw, seemed like a good dude. The show had a good concept, but I know from what I read, he did struggle with his success. His success plagued him to a degree, because I read somewhere where he was, and I saw it, I believe it was on YouTube, someone posted on CNN, they did a special, it was pretty big, and he was talking about, or they were talking about how at times, I remember he would mention it, if you check his shows, his episodes, and when I just watch his stuff, it was good. And he had mentioned it, like, sometimes, you know, the feeling he would get, the reminiscent feeling of, you know, when he'd see, he'd go, because he, remember, the show is he's traveling to other places, other countries, foreign lands, and eating certain delicacies that they would eat, and just having meals with families and things like that, and enjoying them in that moment in time. And I recall him, he'd, like, not always, but pretty frequent, he would say, he would mention, oh, it reminds me of my days of when I was a cook, and da 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 da. And he almost, like, at times he would even mention, like, if he feels bad, like he felt bad for his success, that he's not, he no longer has to hustle and grind and bust his ass in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, he gets to live this life. Because, not sure if anyone knows, but Mr. Bourdain didn't actually, he was, it's not like when he was like 20 and he was like successful or 30. No, I don't think he really experienced success. Don't quote me on this, until he was like, say, he passed at 61. So he didn't really experience success until, I believe, he was like, say, already in his 40s. So, you know, he had like a good, what was that, 15 year run of success and being able to enjoy that. So 10 to 15 years. And that's kudos, happy to him. But I could tell, for whatever reason, that's a real dude. He was a real dude, because think about it. You're rich now. You get to bust out with the Dave Chappelle. I'm rich, man. Like, you could do that if you chose to. You could, and just like, oh, I want some champagne, da 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 da, and like, I'm living the life. Like, you could, he could have done that, but for whatever reason, he just seems so humble and down to earth. Like, it doesn't seem like he really enjoyed being a celebrity. Even when he accepted an award, he was like, I don't know, it's like he felt awkward, like he didn't deserve the award that he received for his show, For No Reservations. Like, you guys gotta go look it up, man. This guy was a really humble dude in a lot of aspects. You know what I mean? I think, in my opinion, gone too soon. I'm sorry that whatever was plaguing him, and he had issues with inner turmoil and what have you. But like I said, good dude, man. Anyway, it's your boy King Swag. Go ahead and do some research on Mr. Bourdain. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Go ahead and check him out, man. Dude was a really good dude, bro. Really good dude. I personally enjoyed the show. It was a good show, man. Definitely. I don't know why that cued right there, but okay, all right. But anyway, it's your boy King Swag. You know, big ups to everybody. Thank you all for listening. And yeah, that's my time. Once again, King Swag, this is Henny Tings. You guys have a wonderful, can't say night, it's like morning now. So, depending on when you listen to this, have a wonderful night, morning, afternoon, evening, I don't know. But holla at your boy. Squad, we doing this. All right. Y'all have a great day. Y'all have sun, nigga. I don't know, nigga. I'm out. Henny Tings.